bid you welcome to this service this morning, and we trust that you'll find a spiritual blessing, those who are visiting with us. We've already met one or two, and we're happy to have you in this service. Those who are visiting, with our ushers who are standing ready now, are ready to greet you with a card which has a message to your heart, and also a ribbon we would like for you to put on your lapel so we may identify you and speak to you. All who are visiting, would they mind just lift their hand for a moment, wherever they are. Thank you so much, and we're delighted to see you and have you in this service today with us. Of course, we have our honored guests who are here, our graduates who have made another milestone in the history of their lives, and we will be recognizing them a little later on in the service. This morning, I want to call your attention to two or three things here in the bulletin. Under Sunday, this morning at 12:30, immediately following this service, we have a special meeting which has been called by the deacons, which will be held in the fellowship hall. This evening at 7:30, our evening worship, I'll be preaching on the subject, Traveling Without Lights. I had some experience at that the other night at the commencement. The lights would not come on. And at 8:30 tonight, the youth council will meet. And beginning on Monday, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, here at the church, we will have vacation Bible school. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we invite you to tell your children about it, send them, tell your neighbors, and we'd like to enroll as many children as possible in this time of vacation Bible school, because these are always interesting days. And of course, on Friday night at 7 o'clock, the vacation Bible school parents' night will be held, at which time we'll have a special program presented by the various departments in the vacation Bible school. And this you will enjoy very much. And I hope that many of you, even though you do not have children of that age, I hope that you will come. You know, it gives a great inspiration to the young folks to know that the members of the church are interested and that you are here present. So remember this. And then today we have... Our altar flowers, of course, are listed for you by the Dunning family. And in honor of Mrs. Dunning, was she able to come today? She wasn't able to get here today. And then we have flowers on the choir rail and in the foyer, which were placed in the church by Mr. and Mrs. Williams following Judy's wedding yesterday. And of course, this adds a great deal to the beauty of worship today in our church. Now shall we stand as our choir leads us in the opening call of worship.
Thank you.
Father, open our minds to the voice of God and the direction of God and the challenge He will bring us this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we continue our worship with the use of hymn number 17, Rejoice, Ye Pure in Heart. I come to read the scripture of 2 Corinthians from the third chapter. I would like for you to stand this morning and join hands with a person to your right. Now the Lord in the passage is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is present, there is freedom. All of us then reflect the glory of God with uncovered faces. And that same glory coming from the Lord who is the Spirit transforms us into His very likeness in an ever greater degree of glory. God in His mercy has given us this service, and so we do not become discouraged. We put aside all secret and shameful deeds. We do not act with deceit, nor do we falsify the word of God. In the full light of the truth, we live in God's sight and try to commend ourselves to everyone's good conscience. For if the gospel we preach is hidden, it is hidden only to those who are being lost. They do not, because their minds have been kept in the dark by the evil god of this world. He keeps them from seeing the light shining on them, the light that comes from the good news about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. For it is not ourselves that we preach. We preach Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. The God who said, "Out of darkness the light shall shine," is the same God who made this light shine in our hearts to bring us the light of the knowledge of God's glory shining in the face of Christ. Yet, we who have this spiritual treasure are like common clay pots to show that the supreme power belongs to God, not to us. May God add his blessing to his word. Shall we bow in prayer? Our Father and our God, open our hearts and minds to thy great will and thy great purposes. Thank thee that we are able to be here in the church today. We thank thee that thou didst put it in our hearts to come to the house of worship, to seek God and to listen for his voice. We pray that if there is anything in our hearts that needs to be changed, that the power of thy Holy Spirit shall give us the revelation. If there are sins in our lives, may the challenge of our Lord and his compassion lead us to seek repentance. If there are those in our midst, O God, today who have infirmities of the body or the mind, we pray that thou, the good physician, shall minister to our needs while we as a family pray for God's help. And for our youth, we would ask that thou shalt put in their hearts the concern and the encouragement to take up the cross of Jesus and consider carrying on the leadership in this world to new heights for his glory. For ourselves, do we pray that those that are in the our worship by using hymn number 353, Give of Your Best to the Master.
Into the
Father, we thank thee for every blessing, the material things, the necessities of life, and now cause us to joyfully share with the Lord's work as he has so graciously provided for us. In Christ's name, amen.